Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. Trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Where you can be part of our P1 Chat Kings board, which is right behind me. I think I need to add a name to from the YouTube chat. And then twitch.com/1080AMTheFan. And also, as always, the Odyssey app right there in your handheld. We got the tourney getting underway Thursday. Fan Madness is going to be live from ALNA. You and me, Isaac and Suk, we're going to be out at ALNA in the Stadium Sports Bar, taking in all the action
Indeed.
Of the first 2 days of the tournament. And so come out, hang out, party with us. It's going to be a great time out at ALNA.
I'm going to throw some bones.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to throw some bones.
Oh, okay. Isn't that
We're not
dominoes?
Talking about what you do in your backyard, dude.
Hey.
Yeah. You want to play dominoes?
Yeah.
You roll some dice. Are you a craps guy? You a craps man?
Yeah, we'll throw it in there every now and then.
All right. Hey, it's good.
Fun. Well, he's definitely full of something.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey. Yo. Wowzers. Okay. Well, it's brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, presenting Fan Madness, the 21st and 22nd, from noon all the way to 7 p.m. on both of those days. George McCoy, Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make him pay. For more info, go to Fan Madness, the little tab right there at 1080thefan.com. We have the tournament getting underway, and one of the hard things to do is to pick your upsets in the bracket. And I believe that there is a way we are being helped to pick those upsets. If you are torn on a pick, if you don't know which upset to pick, there's a nifty little guide that Matt Norlander from CBS Sports gave us today. He asked all 68 coaches in the NCAA men's tournament to name their favorite band or musical artist. Some of these answers were incredible. I mean,
there's some great ones in there. Also, there are some liars.
Oh, who do you think's lying?
I'm almost certain that Hubert Davis is full of crap.
Hubert Davis, North Carolina head basketball coach, Lil Durk, his favorite. Hubert Davis is what?
53.
Yeah, 53.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he likes Lil Durk. Hmm. I'm trying to think of...
Full of crap.
You just think that's a ploy for recruits? Or
yeah.
He gave it to a GA and was like, just fill this out, please.
That part.
Okay. What other ones were surprising to you?
Not surprising. I think everybody's going to call out the coach count, Kentucky saying Drake.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a second.
But I do because they Cal and Kentucky have ties to Drake that are like 20 years old.
Okay.
So that one I'm actually going to be like, as stupid as this one sounds, I'm okay with this one.
There's a lot of them that I'm like, I don't even know who some of these people are.
I can tell you who can relate to recruits in one manner. Coaches like Andy Kennedy at UAB, whose favorite is Bob Marley.
Yeah. I like that. Well, here's the thing. That's a great one because Andy Kennedy is a 12 seed. We have a 5-12 matchup. The three most commonly picked upsets in a bracket are 12 over 5, 11 over 6, 10 over 7. We know this to be true. Those are the most successful ones historically in the tournament for upsets that happen. So maybe we can help the people, and you can say whether you're in or out based on the musical taste of the head coach. If we go to a 5-12 matchup, and this one comes to us from the East region, let's start with Coach Andy Kennedy at UAB. Huh? Little Bob?
Not a Bob fan, but...
You're not a Bob fan, huh? I love Bob Marley.
Just in general, not a reggae guy.
That's Andy Kennedy of UAB.
This is the one song, though, that I think I can go with.
Meanwhile, San Diego State's Brian Dutcher. This is right on. I look at him and I say, you live in San Diego, Brian Dutcher? Mm-hmm. Of course. He's a Springsteen guy.
Yeah.
He's a Springsteen guy. I mean,
it's some beach vibes.
Glory days.
Tell me you can't be out on the beach and hear this.
And I assure you, those San Diego State players are furious at practice, like every day, going through and having
who's more
Bruce
furious,
Springsteen.
Though? Maybe
who are you taking, Bruce Springsteen or Bob Marley in the 12-5? Because right now, I'm leaning towards Andy Kennedy.
I don't like either, but I think I like the boss less. So I'm gonna go Bob Marley.
You're going Bob Marley.
Yeah,
in this
which
one.
Neither of these are my jam.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not metal. And it should be noted, no metal bands by any of the coaches, you sicko.
Yeah, no, you've got rock at least. You've got some Pearl Jam in there. I was surprised there wasn't a single Metallica. Genuinely.
No.
There's some older guys in here.
It's basketball.
I'm surprised there wasn't one.
Yeah, right, with one?
And not even necessarily just Metallica, but even just within
a little harder rock. Yeah, you know, like I was a little surprised. Not one butt rocker, not one Van Halen.
Not one.
Nobody came in with Poison?
Something? Right. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's do this one then. In that same region, 11-6, you have Duquesne BYU. Duquesne coach.
This is exactly where I was going to go.
Keith Dambrot. Where's Duquesne?
That's a good question. Jersey? No, Midwest, isn't it?
Pittsburgh. This is making more sense.
I was going to say, like, Pennsylvania.
You got Billy Currington as his favorite. Okay. And this one might be the most on-brand of any of them.
Yeah. This
Taylor Swift is the favorite musical artist of Mark Pope. And if we're talking about going and leaning in towards your recruits, something about BYU players says they listen to a lot of Taylor Swift. And that's not a bad thing.
The Whites?
They're just Swifties. Like, I think of like a BYU player. I'm just looking in my mind. I'm like, yeah, they're Swifties.
Also, this is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. This is gonna be a tough one for you to pick. I'm going Swifties. I'm going BYU.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like the song already. I'm going Swifty.
See,
that's what I was saying.
You never knew that was Taylor Swift.
No.
Oh my gosh. What are we gonna do with you? Here's my. Here is, hands down, my favorite, and I'm not picking an upset in this game, the 7-10 matchup in the East region is Washington State, the Cougs, taking on Drake, and I am not wavering from my pick because Kyle Smith's favorite musical artist
is the most Coug pick ever.
He's a Digital Underground fan. Dude, I am all in on the Cougs.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like, he's going to Stanford. He can't go to Stanford now.
No.
I could just see Kyle Smith rolling into the Coug after a game and the place going crazy, and then somebody goes in and throws Humpty Dance on the jukebox. and the place goes nuts. I love this.
Luke Combs is a pretty good... I'm not a country guy, but...
Yeah. I find this isn't... Luke Combs, big favorite from a lot of the college basketball coaches.
Yes.
Keith Dambra, or excuse me, Darian Devers of Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big Luke Combs guy.
I'm going to go Digital Underground, though.
Yeah. I'm going Digital Underground, too. I'm in on this.
Just spice me up a little bit.
Ooh, I could see you rolling Spice Girls.
No, come on now.
All right. Let's go to the South region where we have got a, or excuse me, we're going to fast forward here. We're not going South region. Hot route. We're going to the, never mind. Stay in the South region. We are. 5-12 matchup. 12 seed JMU. Mark Byington.
Yeah. Again. Any band that or any team that picked Pearl Jam as their band. I'm going that route.
Number one.
100%.
So Dan Hurley also had it. UConn.
Yep.
He's a big Pearl Jam guy. And this is more of the rock that I feel basketball coaches will vibe with, right? Metallica, no. Yeah, the Death Screamers that you listen to.
No. Look, the metal, no. But like Metallica, I hear played in a lot of locker rooms.
Yeah.
But
that's more weight room, like, yeah, let's go lift, bro.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I hear it a lot. Pearl Jam, longest concert I ever saw.
Oh, really?
They played at Moda. I am not kidding. For 4 hours.
Yeah.
They played a two-hour show, 2.5 hours, and then they did an hour and a half, two-hour encore.
Did they show up on time?
They did.
Oh, good.
We got out of there at just before midnight. Okay. I was exhausted, but unbelievable show.
JMU, James Madison, they're taking on Wisconsin, and they have got Greg Gard also. He's a Luke Combs guy.
A lot of that.
Luke Combs guy, all right? As we go down and scroll down the South region, our 6-11 matchup will feature a guy I've never heard of, Grant McCaslin, the coach at Texas Tech. He's a Jervis Campbell guy, which is apparently gospel music.
Yeah, didn't that coach...
Christian rock-ish.
Yeah.
Didn't that coach chew you out?
Yeah. Yeah, he did, and then I got tortillas thrown at me. This does not fit.
I would love to see tortillas flung to this song.
The Grant McCaslin that I met. Texas...
He's going up against... Look, he's losing this battle.
I now see how NC State won the ACC tournament.
Yep.
Kevin Keats, their head coach, Michael Jackson fan.
Look, man, I know the docs. I know canceling. You can't cancel the king.
You can respect the music.
Look, we put R. Kelly away because for obvious reasons. But Kanye... We put his new stuff away. The first three albums we can still play.
Because it's not good.
Yes, that. But also, his first three albums are incredible. So we let those go.
Yeah.
And the King of Pop, they're all okay.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, you can play it all. He's just that good.
All right.
I'll die on that hill. You can't cancel the King.
I still don't think I could name a Kanye song if it came and hit me in the face.
I think you could.
Oh, I think you could.
I think you could. Yeah. All right. We head to the West region next because we got some bangers coming out of the West. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
All right, we're going through coaches. Nobody had the Bellamy Brothers, by the way, as their favorite musical artist. Matt Norlander, CBS Sports.
Kind of an upset.
Yeah. No, not an upset. Actually, maybe an upset. Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, asked all 68 coaches to list their favorite musical artist. And this is what... Actually, we are in agreement on every single one so far.
Yeah.
Danny. We already went through... in the East and the South regions, and we're helping you with the upsets that everybody picks, right? 7-10, 5-12, 6-11 seeds. Those are the upsets that everybody's got their eyes on. We already have Andy Kennedy of UAB, Bob Marley over Brian Dutcher of San Diego State's Bruce Springsteen, Taylor Swift of Mark Pope of BYU over Billy Currington of Duquesne, their coach, Keith Dambrot.
Do we have the Dayton-Nevada matchup in here? Because that's the one that's the squirreliest.
I do.
That
I
is
have that.
Easily the squirreliest
I
one.
I have that. We have Kyle Smith. This is the no-brainer. The Cougs are not getting upset because Digital Underground is Kyle Smith's 100%. Favorite musical group. We got Pearl Jam is the favorite band of Mark Byington of JMU. We picked him over Wisconsin's Greg Gard, who loves Luke Combs. And then Michael Jackson of NC State's Kevin Keats,
mm-hmm.
and Jervis Campbell, Texas Tech's Grant McCaslin, who's a gospel singer. And my interaction with Grant McCaslin was anything but gospel. It was quite the opposite, my friend. Now we head to the West region, where this is one of the most fitting of any of the coaches. Randy Bennett of St. Mary's. Yeah. The boss.
Yep.
Bruce Springsteen. Going up against Bryce Drew of Grand Canyon. I do not know who Toby Mac is. Who is Toby Mac?
Yeah, there was both like... Anyway.
He's listed as a rapper?
Yeah, I was going to say kind of hip-hop-ish, but also I searched him on the YouTube, there was also like Christmas tunes.
He's a 59-year-old white rapper, apparently.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, Christian music singer. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Christian rap and rock.
Oh, God. He was in DC Talk.
Okay. There we go.
Holy.
There
wow.
We go.
That's a throwback.
All right. Hey, look, I think that this may go in a lot of people's way. If you were on Grand Canyon for an upset.
But also Grand Canyon. Yeah, it's not a surprise there.
I'm going Bruce. I'm going Randy Bennett and the boys. See, that all that did was solidify. I was on the fence over Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's so fun to watch.
They are.
And they rub it into people's
What's
face.
What's funny is you were doing that. I have my bracket right here. Yeah. I literally changed back to St. Mary's before we came into that segment. Before hearing the music.
This is why we do this. Okay. Also in the West region, Chris Stapleton is the favorite musician of Clemson's Brad Browell.
Yeah, see, this one bothers me because...
It's not playing.
Oh, no.
It's not even playing. Uh-oh. Chris Stapleton, maybe we'll get to that. Or.
Oh,
can't do that one either. An Odyssey station.
Jeff Rust with his palms up to the sky.
All of a sudden, we cannot play. Dave Matthews Band versus Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Richard Pitino. Rick Pitino's kid,
going
Dave
D&B.
Matthews Band.
So yeah. Here's the thing. I picked the Lobos before this. I might have to flip back to Clemson. Look, man, again, not a country guy. Have you heard Tennessee Whiskey?
Yes, I'm a Chris Stapleton fan.
That dude is a...
This was a tough one for me, because I do like Dave Matthews Band, too. I like Dave.
I think
I saw him in the Gorge, like, when I was impressionable. I was impressionable and young. Give me Chris Stapleton here. Yeah. See? This is Parachute. This is another one of his songs. Tennessee Whiskey is like his go-to, but you'll hear his voice.
That's a sample.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like a...
Rising Sun.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Or...
God, it's a great voice.
Such a great voice.
Such...
I'm gonna sound the same. I'm gonna sing the song. And what would you do?
No, this isn't Satellite. This is...
This is what would you say?
What would you say?
They all start the same.
Yeah, it's a jam band, bro.
Didn't they play at the Oregon Zoo?
No. Dave Matthews
Band? Yeah, no, seriously.
No, I don't know about that.
I could have swore they did. It might have been... You know what? It might have been at upstate New York Zoo.
Said it wasn't my birthday.
What would you say? See? That's a little bit tougher for me. But I'm penciling Clemson through. I'm going with the 6 seed. No upset for me.
Dave Matthews Band, 2014, played at the Oregon Zoo.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
What a great... Like, from the gorge to the elephants.
I had this like memory in my head of seeing Dave Matthews Band play at a zoo. And I remember I went to a concert with a buddy of mine in upstate New York. And I was like, was it there that I saw him? Because
both places, you're probably going to have plenty of poop surrounding
you.
Yes. Well, like, what do you do? If you have a friend who's like not a Dave Matthews fan, you're like, want to go to the Dave Matthews concert? Want to see a line get a contact high? Okay. Like, is that how that one plays out?
Honestly, the elephant cage is right next to the concert venue. Like, do the elephants with those big ears, is it okay for them to be exposed to music like that?
I don't know.
I always wonder that.
All right, here was a confusing one for me because I hadn't heard of either of these people. The 7-10 matchup,
yeah,
Dayton
this is the one I was wondering
versus
about.
Nevada. Lauren Daigle is the favorite musician of Anthony Grant, Dayton's head coach. Hmm. Who is Lauren Daigle? Is it she related to Lieutenant Daigle?
Lieutenant Daigle.
Wait. That's her?
That does not sound like a Lauren.
And looking at her picture, it does not appear. Are you sure we got the right person?
Hey, this is what I searched in our system here.
Okay.
I mean, I can see the interest in her. She's hot.
She's a hot. Okay. All right. Or Sanctus Real?
Or.
The Steve Alford.
Ooh, I like where this
Nevada.
Is going. I like where this is going already.
This is Christian rock. I know already. I've never heard of Sanctus Real. Christian rock?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. That's a bit of an upset for Steve Alford, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We can give another try to another Lauren Daigle song here.
Yeah, hit me with another Lieutenant Daigle.
Both starting with the piano strong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to ask about this. I've seen love come and I've
seen love walk away so many questions. Oh, yeah. She's got a sultry little voice here going on.
I'm going Nevada.
I'm going Dayton.
You going Dayton?
Wait, this is Dayton.
This is Dayton, yeah.
This is Dayton. I'm going Dayton. Because I'm kind of for Anthony.
Music.
Yeah, I'm for Anthony Grant just saying, yeah, she's a hot. And I'm going to go with the hot.
Yeah, that's a fair.
He's not lying.
I'm okay with that.
There was no lies spotted.
Tamani played at Dayton.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm going to have to ask him about this.
Okay. And then we have... Gonzaga's Mark Few. Oh, I'm working now. It's working for me.
Right.
Beer never broke. Another Luke Combs guy. Beer never broke my heart. Okay. Now, this is a tough one because this is an upset special.
This is not tough
for
me.
Do you go? This is going to, I think, push a lot of people towards the upset happening. The 5 seed, Gonzaga, is Mark Few is a Luke Combs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you have Will Wade of McNeese State.
Yeah, I don't know how you go against this.
EWF.
I'm here for the upset.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
A little Earth, yeah. Wind, and Fire?
I believe there were two picks of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Will Wade and Bill Self.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's doing the white guy dance.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Just the white man's overbite.
Yeah. All right. So we're all in agreement. Earth, Wind, and Fire here?
Yeah, indeed.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. We got it.
That's like probably the easiest one for me.
All right.
Well, except for
now,
me,
here
Michael
we go.
Jackson.
This one, I think, furthest apart from each other.
That's fair, I think.
Is the 11-6 matchup, which can be heard tomorrow right here on The Fan. And this one's a little bit tough for me here. You have Lamont Paris of South Carolina.
Mm.
Tupac.
Already have a winner.
Tupac.
Already have a winner.
This is a couple behemoths battling it out, though.
And Dana Altman of Oregon. Mm.
This isn't hard for me. Look, Hotel California's a banger.
I mean, this is a couple of monsters.
You have Tupac versus the Eagles?
Yeah, it's easy for me.
This is like we've had some tough ones, but it could go either way. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Marley.
This is a landslide for me.
I mean, a lot of these have been this is a tough one. This one's way harder than Digital Underground and Luke Combs.
Sure.
Or Bruce Springsteen and Toby Mac. From what was it from? DC Talk?
Yeah.
Toby Mac from DC Talk. You got the Eagles versus Tupac. Like, this is...
the Giants.
Oh, man. The only thing that could have made this, like, even more against each other would be if it was Biggie. Like, if Dane Allman's like, I like Notorious B.I.G. He's like, what did Lamont Paris say? Well, I'm a B.I.G. fan.
That'd be really weird if Dana Altman was Biggie and Paris was Pac.
Yeah.
And you had East-West on West-East.
That's right.
Like, what's happening here?
Bird's heads are falling off. All right. I think this
total tangent. I had a Spotify playlist that I was looking up the other day, looking for West Coast hip-hop to work out to.
Yeah.
The first song on the list, Biggie, Hypnotize.
No.
And I'm like, what monster put this list together?
Somebody on the East Coast. And I'm like, they just trolled. They put that in there.
Did I just get Rickrolled on my Spotify playlist? All but right. Yeah, no, I'm going.
You're
Tupac
going
here.
Tupac.
Yeah.
You're going Tupac.
Oof. Yeah, California Love's one of my favorite songs.
See, this one I wasn't on the fence, though, because I was picking Oregon anyway.
Mm.
So it wasn't... I mean, if I was on the fence, I'd probably go South Carolina because of the Tupac. But my mind was already made up before this. This was not... I wasn't on the fence on it.
You got the Eagles. They got it. That's a huge catalog, man.
Here comes Jeff Russ defending the Eagles' honor.
Yeah.
They do have a great
catalog.
Don't
you go talking smack about my Don Henley.
But just think of, like, the Eagles, you got, like, 50-plus years of music they've been putting out.
Yeah.
Pac did it in a decade, man.
It's pretty quick.
It was a quick turnaround.
Short amount of time.
Yeah. And he has songs that have stood the test of time. And he was ahead of his time. All right. So, if you have been following along, we are picking UAB over San Diego State. No upset in BYU Duquesne. We are picking Chalk with Washington State versus Drake. We have an upset with JMU over Wisconsin. St. Mary's is going to beat Grand Canyon. Chris Stapleton and the Clemson Tigers are going to beat New Mexico. We got Dayton as Chalk over Nevada. Earth, Wind, and Fire in McNeese State with the upset over Luke Combs and Gonzaga. And then if you are on the fence, Tupac in the Eagles, South Carolina and Oregon, you're going with the Gamecocks in that one. I feel like we did the Lord's work here because I feel like we did. It helped me at least with my filling out my bracket here.
It did change one for me.
Okay.
So it did change one for me. It made me want to change my New Mexico Clemson one, though. But I refused. The Lobos are they're poorly seeded.
Los Lobos.
And I can't go against it.
All right.
Shout out Orlando Sanchez, who's...
he's a Lobo?
He's a Lobo. He's very excited about...
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a New Mexico guy.
I didn't know that about Orlando.
Yeah.
All right. Go beat Clemson.
Indeed. All right, coming up next, we've got our worst day on the web in... Well, I mean... Don't poke the bear. But first, here's the Big Kahuna, the Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
You know, sometimes there's just things you don't do.
Poking the beast,
yeah,
is highly discouraged, especially when you have a person that is transcendent at what they do.
Yeah, you don't need to give them extra motivation because they already find it. And this is something like, if you're a Portland fan, if you want like a innocuous point of not doing this, LeBron James coming to Portland. And the Portland fans sitting courtside heckling him.
Christmas.
And he just took the Blazers to the woodshed for the entire second half and said, thanks for the motivation. I appreciate you.
Yeah. You don't need that. You don't need, like, that's a bad life
choice. Elite players, they're looking for this stuff. Always. Yet, West Virginia head coach Mark Kellogg decided he was going to be extra.
Those are two pretty important pieces to this, so I already told them let's win one and let's send Caitlin Clark
That's all-time basketball's leading scorer, Caitlin Clark of Iowa.
Yeah, he's
let's
saying,
send her packing.
What'd you do?
Let's win one and then send Caitlin Clark packing.
Yeah. You better win that first game, buddy.
Yeah, good thing he's terribly focused on that first opponent, huh?
If the high school, that is going to, and that's the backfire right there. If they lose in the opening round and you don't even play Caitlin Clark,
People don't forget.
Was that in front of the boosters?
That was at their selection show viewing party. Oh. So they've got, they're an 8 seed and they play 9th seeded Princeton. So it's not a team that you can like look over. It's an 8-9 matchup. In the selection committee's eyes, the line between you two is not very large.
So if they do win this first game and go play Caitlin Clark, this is going to be Caitlin Clark for 40 minutes.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Airing of grievances.
Like they better drops 40 on them.
Defend the logo, baby. Yeah. And remember, the women's tournament is at host sites, so they have got to go to Iowa City to go and take on Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes.
And I'm sure that theme is going to help.
I didn't even hear what. I don't even know what that drop
ta-ta
was.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Ta-ta and farewell. Maybe he can have a succulent Chinese meal in Iowa.
Probably a good place to get some Chinese food, right? It's the places you least expect it. Can I tell you one of the best places I ever had sushi was in North Dakota?
At a gas station? Like, what?
A Japanese immigrant family somehow ended up in North Dakota and sent up a sushi restaurant in Fargo, and it was incredible.
And that went well for them. Where do they get their fish from?
They import it. I don't know where.
This is a wild
Trust
thing.
Me, I had a captain who was like, hey, look, I heard that this spot was there after work today. Do you want to go down there? Because Fargo was about a 45-minute drive. And I was like, you know what? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm feeling dangerous.
Well, I mean, look, I drive 7 hours east for fresh crab every year, and I don't live in Pittsburgh, so I think that I have no room to talk here.
Yeah, it's in very much in the same vein.
Annually, I make that drive 7 hours east to go eat crab.
I feel like Fargo, North Dakota is about as far away from the ocean as you can humanly get.
I'm not going to hate that. not going to hate that.
Yeah, it was one of those things that snuck up on me. So I could imagine Iowa could maybe have a sneaky Chinese.
succulent Chinese meal.
Mm-hmm. Get your hands off me.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Oh, okay.
Yes!
And the wheels are off.
I got nothing, man. I have
Hold
made
it on, everybody. Here's the situation.
Yeah, dang.
I have made it almost 2 years without being entirely broken. That one got me. That one broke me completely. completely broke me. That's it. Yes! All right. Coming up next, I don't know where to go with this.
Go to commercial.
The Olympic basketball brackets are set. We'll get to that here on Danny Dusty, Today the Fan.
Nobody understood that.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I don't know if you know this, but the Olympics are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
In Paris, even.
Paris. Oui, oui.
The draw results are out for men's basketball, and things went well for the U.S. Went about as well as they could possibly go.
All right, so what does this mean? They go blind draw.
Blind draw. And there are still four open qualifier invitations that are coming from certain regions.
Okay.
The U.S., the region they're in Group C, will come from Puerto Rico. And that will likely be one of Lithuania or Italy.
Okay.
Filling that. But that their Group C, will be Serbia.
Potentially Drew Eubanks in the Italians.
Indeed. Paolo Banchero, too.
Okay. Drew Eubanks in the Italians.
There you go.
You know?
Drew Eubanks, because when I think of Italian.
Italy, I think of Troutdale.
Right? That's where I go to get the best meatball sub.
That's right. North Dakota for sushi. Troutdale, Oregon
for Italian food. You can't find a single chicken parm in this city. What are we talking about? Come on now. But Group C is Serbia, South Sudan, the qualifier, and Team USA.
South Sudan, which is on the come up as a basketball nation.
Indeed.
Who does South Sudan have on their
team? Their national team roster, probably made up of international players.
That's okay. So they got South Sudan, probably Lithuania or Italy. Serbia is the tough one in their group, though, for their pool play.
Interestingly enough, Kamen Mollick is on their roster, who is the player that just committed to Duke.
Seems pretty good.
Also, Blazers legend Wenyen Gabriel.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Wenyen. Wendingo.
Wenyen Gabriel. All right, so...
If you're
not
wondering,
too much,
the entirety of their roster is essentially 6'9 or taller.
Oh, shoot.
They have one guy at 6', one guy at 6'6, two at 6'6, one at 6'7. Everyone is 6'9 or taller. They're huge. Good God.
Their head coach is Royal Ivy.
Indeed.
Their assistant coach is Luol Deng.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Luol Deng, South Sudan and English.
That's right.
By English, I mean British.
British.
So there you go.
All right. Wait, that's a good draw because you didn't get stuck with France or Canada. Or Australia.
Which Australia and Canada
are
both in Group A, and you're very likely to end up with probably Slovenia, which is Luka.
Oh.
In that group as well.
Okay. Well, for a blind draw, things are breaking the Americans.
It went about
here.
As good as humanly possible because France went in Group B with Germany, Japan, and the qualifier in that group. So
Rui Hashimura in Japan?
That kid from Nebraska as well.
That kid from Nebraska as well.
Totally blanking on his name.
Missing. No idea.
Oh, my. Have you not seen the videos of him?
No.
Japanese Steph Curry?
No. Shohei Ohtani's wife?
Yeah.
You see those videos?
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani's like, his wife was like a secret who he was married to. Turns out she could get buckets.
Yeah, she's a hooper.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to invest on the futures on that kid. My goodness.
Keisei Tominaga. That's the kid at Nebraska.
Okay.
He's a left-handed...
Of course. I don't know how I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Listen, in the break, I'm going to have to show you guys some footage of the young man. He's all excitement.
Good.
I'm surprised you guys haven't seen that. He's been tagged in all the lead-ups to the tournament because he's like one of the most exciting players.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Our algorithms could not be more different, Danny. So I don't think he's popping up in mine very often. But if he's a bucket getter and he's exciting.
Lefty.
Let's go.
Lefty step back three guy. Likes to pull up from basically half court.
Oh, now I'm in.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
I'm in it.
There's some fun there.
Okay.
So good news is the Olympics will be getting underway in Paris as we return to some sort of normalcy with the Olympics post-COVID.
Yeah. When is that going to be?
This year.
July? Eh. No.
Oh, yeah.
And you said but
late July into August, I believe.
Oh,
I read they're allowing the athletes to fraternize?
Yes, the condom. The condoms are available again.
Okay. So, well, that's. I mean, we.
Listen, that's where we get more Olympic athletes.
We use the term breeding ground pretty loosely in sports. Like, it's a breeding ground for greatness.
Yeah, the Olympic Village is like that's where the next generation of Olympians come from. Is all these athletic freaks coming together?
That is correct.
Pretty certain this is how we get Captain America, to be honest.
Or Lithuania.
Yeah.
Captain Lithuania. I don't know.
Let's see. Events opening starts July 26th. That is not that far away.
4 months.
4 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Here we go.
It feels like we usually have more lead up and more build up, like pomp and circumstance starting ahead of.
Now, it's crazy how quick that calendar turns because, like, you have the Olympic qualifiers for, like, track and field. They're in June. And so they make those teams up pretty quickly, even though we have a really good idea of who's going to be on which teams. But I think gymnastics, that, like, their qualifiers happen at the end of this month, I think is when that happens.
Okay.
And so each sport is different based on which team. But, like, Team USA basketball, I mean, we already know who's going to be on that team.
I was gonna say, there's it's a kind of as a quasi-redeemed team-ish. They want to restore order after FIBA.
You need to.
So we'll see.
You can't do this. You can't do this to us. America wins at basketball.
Yeah, we invented the sport, damn it.
If only Canadian did, but...
In America.
In America. In America. Did in America. Yeah. It's America. All
right. Oh, well, I don't want to relent to the Canadians.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Okay. All right, coming up next.
America.
There you go. Clemson is the latest to file a lawsuit, and it's going to open a lot of doors that the NCAA and conferences aren't going to be able to shut. We'll get to that more in coming up here on Danny Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.